Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening, well, the mid-morning commodity market report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. Hard red winter wheat, the December variety, is 723 up 5. Soft December wheat is 677 up 6.5. September corn, 484.5 down 3. December, 467.75 up 3/4. August soybeans, 1369.5 up 11.75. September, 1242 up 7.75. And November, 1204.5 up 12. August soybean meal, 430.30 up 490. September, 401 up 330. August soybean oil, 4281 up 32. September, 4288 up 28. August live cattle, 120.45 down 35. August feeder cattle, 153.32.5 down 42.5. And August lean hogs are 99.10. They are up 67.5.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning to you, Dave.
Seems as though every time the market wants to turn sideways or give bulls some sort of short-term optimism that a bottom might be found, the market comes back and slaps you in the face.
Well, and I think this maybe goes back to the way the market's been trading for really the better part of 2013, and it started out with the wheat market, and the wheat market could not get a rally. And I think the fund market and the fund traders keyed off of the wheat and found a very comfortable setting with the wheat being a good template, Dave. And I think this is where the corn market fell on the wheat, and then the corn market has fallen on itself because of the expectations for better weather, especially the cooler weather here in the last half of summer. And in this least, in this latest week, I think the market is really, in the corn especially, found its weakness off the side of the beans. And I think going into the August report, the destiny of the corn is really in the hands of the beans heading into the numbers, because the trade's already made its mind up, like it did on wheat several months back, that the corn is going to be substantially bigger in supply, and there's not going to be any threat whatsoever to meet the demand. And this is where beans are finding some short covering today, I think, on the disappointing rainfall in Iowa and Illinois. Not nearly probably what they should be getting in terms of recovery potential, but they're still finding some nonetheless.
And we are a week away, a week from Monday, from crop production and WASDE numbers. And there are moving parts because there is a resurvey on the soybeans.
Yes, and I think this is where that's going to be extremely difficult to pinpoint for me because of the double crop bean acres that may have been lost or put in late because of the slow harvest of the soft red wheat crop. And some of the hard red wheat people probably didn't even put beans in because of their dryness. So this is going to be a very difficult thing to be able to pin down. I think bottom lining it for me is the trade has moved towards, going into the August report, a 2009 type crop. We had late planting that year. We had a beneficial last half of the summer that brought on the yields for that crop. And maybe even the 1993 crop is still a good template to use. But I'm finding more and more both scientific evidence and anecdotal evidence from client phone calls from northern Indiana, from east central Illinois, even clients in the western part of the Corn Belt that supposedly had gotten some beneficial rains, not getting nearly what the radar returns said. And one client in northern Indiana, in fact, today, closer to the Ohio-Indiana border, where, you know, the rains have been very, very good, said to me he walked several fields, cornfields, with this fertilizer dealer. They see 190 to 200 bushel potential. That's about 20%, 25% better than normal. But in 2 weeks, it could be right back to about average, and a 170, 175 crop could be out there even if it stays cool, if they don't get enough rain. And I think the trade has moved towards that 20 to 25% surplus. Price that in at this stage of the game, and we'll say, like it did in the wheat, prove to me that it's not going to be cool and wet at this stage of the game.
And you mentioned 2 weeks, and in about 2 weeks or so, the Pro Farmer Crop Tour will be out and might put the last nail in the corn, or maybe not, or might put additional variability in the soybeans.
Yeah, and you've got the Informa numbers coming out here today, later on in about an hour, half an hour or so. I think what my price model would suggest is that at 430 to 440 fall corn, you've probably got a price factoring in a carryover level of about 10 million tons bigger for global coarse grain ending stocks. If I drill that back to the U.S. ending stocks, you're probably talking about 300 million bushels more than what the July report gave us. So I think at 430, 440, October fall cash corn, you're probably at about a 2.2 billion bushel carryover at this stage of the game using the price model that I use.
At 156 yield?
No, that would probably be greater than, I'd say that would be 159 to 161, okay, depending on what kind of demand number the trade's using. I think Stone came out with 157, just shy of a 14 billion bushel crop yesterday. That's probably carrying you still sub 2 billion bushels.
So what is the marketer to do?
I think bottom line is for the recommendations on the new crop corn, look at what the cash corn has done today. Corn basis in certain locations, whether it's Decatur, Illinois, Cedar Rapids, or Blair, Nebraska, in some cases cash bids have recovered at least half of their losses from last week. You're dealing once again with cash corn at 625 to 645 against a backdrop of October delivery at 450. That says to me the cash and the new crop disparity has widened this week. It's the cash market is seeking more corn because demand's coming up. That 625 to 645 level is going to be brought into the picture, I think, especially as we get closer to the September delivery. So I'm not in a panic sell recommendation situation here at all, because the cash market and the spreads would say just wait out another 30 days, see what the August report says, and if the August report doesn't give you the pop that you need, wait till you get to September delivery.
And the cash market coming around because corn is going down the river and out the country, huh?
Partly that, because we did come in with 48.3 million bushels of new crop corn sales, but also we're seeing a big basis pop in the interior at the ethanol plants again. I think what we saw in the weekly ethanol numbers compares to and correlates to what we saw in the crush reports here recently from NOPA. There's not enough corn out there to crush into ethanol, and you're starting to see those numbers slide. And it's pretty interesting, because when you look at the weekly AMS grain stocks report put out every Tuesday, we're running at about 33% less corn versus last year at this time, and about 75% less beans as opposed to last year at this time, Dave. So I really think that old crop tightness is really starting to come in and play a bigger role, and that what we saw last week was really a buyer's dream at that point, and now we're getting to the point where we're going to have to get a lot more scrappy to get the rest of the old crop corn out of the farmers' hands.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, hard red winter December wheat, 723 1/4, up 5 1/4. Soft December wheat, 677 1/4, up 6 3/4. September corn, 485 1/4, down 2 1/4. December, 469, up 2. August soybeans, 1365 1/2, up 7 3/4. September, 1241 3/4, up 7 1/2. And November at 1204 3/4, up 12 1/4. August soybean meal, 433.20, up 4.80. September, $400.70, up $3. August soybean oil, 42.81, up 32. September, 42.89, up 29. August live cattle, 120.52 1/2, down 27 1/2. And August lean hogs at 99.25, up 82 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.